This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. We're very happy that you joined us once again in this Course in Miracles, a systematic training of your conceptual idea about yourself to the certainty that, say to me, I'm not from here. We got into the lesson a little bit before I intended to. Those of you who are not familiar with this course, I want to show you that we are training your mind into a new association of the entirety of you that is not in this continuum of time. Will you share that with me? We're at the in the workbook of A Course in Miracles. We're going to do the lessons 181 through 200, and they're going to reiterate to you the necessity for your continuing practice in the idea that's available to you in your body form at this time and in this place, a completely different continuum of time going on simultaneously with what you see around you. Can you see this with me? So lesson 181, the lesson before this one, which it says, I'm going to shut up just for a moment and leave here, says that I needed to refocus my mind on an inclusive self-identity. Can you see that with me? I had objectified my form associations to the extent that I was trapped in space-time. I'm talking to you right there for a minute. Are you watching this video within the privacy of your own home? Are you seeing it in a theater? Are you viewing it on television? What I am offering you within your own mind is my certainty of who you are. That cannot not be based on my certainty of who I am. This from our Savior Jesus, who says very simply, I will share my whole self with you so that you can come into focus, okay, with each other in your body form, recognize the singularity of that body, and resurrect with me. say to me, there is one self, and that I share with God. Say that. Yeah, you are that self. Now, if you confine yourself to the occupation of your old conceptual dark form, you cannot not get the result of that. What does Master Jesus say in the New Testament? Huh? Should we look at it just for a second with a new perspective? What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Okay? What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, because heaven and earth are actually going on simultaneously, since there is only one time and one place. That will be the time and place that you decided to allow yourself to see the wholeness that was inevitable within the power of your own mind, despite your fear of it. I'm very much aware that the place and time that I am offering you and hopefully leading you to is the one place in time that you did not intend to go, because it's the devastating moment when the break in communication occurred. Now, you're beginning to refocus that in your mind, and you're coming very close to that point within your own mind. Some of you have a tendency, this is a spiral galaxy, some of you have a tendency to begin to circle around the massive dark form that constituted your black hole. Sorry if I teach it this way. The entirety of your potential was contained in the mass of an instant that was immediately converted to the entirety of what you are. So some of you begin to resist the idea of the entire conversion of yourself. So we begin by refocusing your mind first on the possibility. Listen to me, this is not a fantasy. Let's go back and look just for a moment at lesson 181, where the new direction that you have been given in regard to allowing your projections to enter into your new frame is occurring. It's going to say to you that this new focus has allowed you suddenly to see your enemy as your friend, to see what previously caused you pain to cause you joy. What previously caused you sorrow will give you a great deal of happiness, because the idea of who you are has been converted in your own mind. Let's look at 181, just the end of it. Listen. Now, some of you would think that's very fanciful, won't you, that somehow that's not obtainable. Listen to me. Nor do we ask for fantasies. For what we seek to look upon is really there. And as our focus goes beyond mistakes, we will behold a wholly sinless world. When seeing this is all we want to see, when this is all we seek for in the name of true perception, are the eyes of Christ inevitably ours. Can you hear this? And the love he feels for us becomes our own as well. This will become the only thing that we see reflected in the world and in ourselves. Listen, the world which once proclaimed our sins becomes the proof that we are sinless, and our love for everyone we look upon attests to our remembrance of the Holy Self, which knows no sin and never could conceive of anything without its sinlessness. We seek for this remembrance as we turn our minds to practicing today. We look neither ahead nor backwards. What do? We look straight into the present, and we give our trust to the experience we ask for right here and now. Our sinlessness is but the will of God. This instance is our willing, one with His. Let's share that idea together just for a moment, and then we'll begin 182. That lesson said you can look straight into the present by not accepting the reflection of your conceptual self. Do you see that? that's going to cause you just a little bit of fear, because suddenly you won't be able to locate yourself in space-time. It's important that you remember with me that you have never been able to locate yourself in space-time, and never will be able to. The lovely lesson of Jesus that says the foxes have their holes, and goes on to indicate that animals know where they are and what they're doing in this world, but you don't. The Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Why? He's not from here. Look at me. Say to me, this is not where I'm from. Say it. Yeah, I'm talking to everyone, every human, regardless of your age or condition. Okay? This is not where you're from. Are you ready? You know it. The idea of a human conceptual identity is somewhere else. Can you hear this with me? Oh, the whole idea of a God, the idea of the invention of commerce, the idea of exchange, the idea of the species, is the idea that there's some other place in space-time that you can find the solution. I'm assuring you that there's no other place in space-time where you can find the solution, because this is not where you're from. Do you want to hear that with me? Nothing is actually from here. Okay? Now, the love and certainty of who you are, you brought with you when you came into time. And that's really what we're going to offer you. This is the whole idea. That you really wanted to hear from me. What you wanted to hear me tell you is that the solution is in you, and that you've been carrying it around with you, okay? So that all of your spiritual searching, those who pretend to want the solution in space-time, are finally going to have to admit that the Christ, the entirety of who they really are, is contained within themselves. And through a practice in time, can emerge in the inevitability of a revolutionary, evolutionary reassociation of the mass of light form, and you'll disappear from here. Let's read together then the beginning of this lesson, 182 in this course. It says, "What? I'm going to be still an instant and go home. Listen." This world you seem to live in is not home to you. And somewhere in your mind you know that this is true. Listen, a memory of home keeps haunting you, as if there were a place that called you to return, although you do not recognize the voice, nor what it is the voice reminds you of. Yet still you feel an alien here, from somewhere all unknown. Nothing so definite that you could say with certainty you are an exile here. Just a persistent feeling, sometimes not more than a tiny throb, at other times hardly remembered, actively dismissed, but surely to return to your mind again. Listen, no one but knows whereof we speak. Yet some try to put by their suffering in games they play to occupy their time and keep their sadness from them. Others will deny that they are sad and do not recognize their tears at all. Still others will maintain that what we speak of is illusion, not to be considered more than but a dream. Yet who, in simple honesty, without defensiveness and self-deception, would deny that he actually understands the words that we speak today? Listen, we speak today for everyone who walks this world, for he is not at home. He goes uncertainly about in endless search, seeking in darkness what he cannot find, not recognizing what it is that he seeks. 1,000 homes he makes, yet none contents his restless mind. He does not understand he builds in vain. The home he seeks cannot be made by him. Why? There is no substitute for heaven. All he ever made was what? Hell. You want to look at that with me? Perhaps you think it is your childhood home that you would find again, and many of us do. The childhood of your body and its place of shelter are a memory now so distorted that you merely hold a picture of a past that never happened. Yet there is a child in you who seeks his father's house and knows that he is alien here. This childhood is eternal, with an innocence that will endure forever. Where this child shall go is holy ground. It is his holiness that lights up heaven and that brings to earth the pure reflection of the light above, wherein are earth and heaven joined as one. I want to talk to you just for a moment beginning perhaps with a metaphor about the idea of the necessity for the emergence of the innocence of you. This lesson is directing you to my certainty and your certainty with me that the innocence that you actually are, represented by the Christ child who was born in your Bethlehem and resurrected in your Jerusalem, is with you at this time and in this place. All right? Now, in simple truth, you have protected this innocence within your conceptual idea about yourself, even though you were not entirely aware of it. All of the searching that has gone on in your conceptual mind has been for a need for a relief from the guilt of self-identity. My master, Jesus Christ, who says so emphatically in the New Testament, what? Suffer the little children to come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, is the lesson that I just read you. We look with longing back to our childhood where we could express the innocence that we felt as we matured in a body, and our need to demonstrate visions that would have been possible had we been shown by this world the broad parameters of re-identity that would have been possible in our search for goals perhaps not contained in this world. And then this world has forced on us a self-identity contained within the objective necessity to be guilty for what we see around us. For being guilty of what? You're guilty of being yourself. Everywhere you look within this parameter of space-time is the admission of a reflection of your own mind that keeps you from seeing the innocence that you are searching for. Why? The innocence is found only in you. The realization that you are not from this time and place will come to every mind in time. Yet is that time not determined by the objective associations of the world, but only by the mind that comes to know who it is through the maturation of the entirety of its self-identity. This is the fundamental teachings of the Savior, my Savior, Savior of this world, Jesus Christ. He says to you, look within yourself and see the truth of you. As you judge, you will be judged. Okay? As you give, you will receive. Protect everything you value by the act of giving it away. Can you see that? In the act of giving is a momentary loss of the defense of the nature of your attack mode on yourself. It has limited you to an idea of loss. Okay, you then become guilty of protecting yourself within your own mind, and that guilt is what this world is. Do you see that? You believe that you are occupying that body. You actually believe that you must have experiences of loss of the things that you love, that somehow you're going to have to get old in the particulars of that carbon, hydrogen, oxygen idea of molecular association surrounded by this little nitrogen cloud. You listen to me. I don't know where you're seeing me in the perspective of your conceptual identity, but I assure you, if you see me as anything but a complete wholeness represented by our certainty of a single mind, you are seeing me in the guilt of your own conceptual idea about yourself, which I do not share. Shall I reveal that to you? Do you really think that I am going to represent to you a body form that you're viewing from the projections of your own mind? Do you really believe that I'm a body occupying this space-time, an old 70-some-year-old idea of memory form that's destitute with the idea of turning to dust? No, not that. What I'm offering you is a moment of eternity based on the emergence of the Christ that you know is there. And in that sense, that could take a couple of moments, couldn't it? Master Jesus says, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing for a moment. And in the emergence then of that bright light of who you really are will be the evidence that you're not from here. Can you share this with me? Say to me, time lasted but a moment in my mind with no effect on eternity. Say that. Yeah. Okay. You're out of time. Whatever procedure you are in within your own conceptual form, if you'll be still just a moment, this is the lesson. Be still just an instant and watch how rapidly the Christ in you emerges, since you've been practicing admitting to his emergence but have projected the idea from you to formulate what? Brothers and sisters and children and love for each other in our body form. Now we're going to emerge with the certainty that we can represent the entirety of our own Christhood. And it's happening to you. And it's happening right here and right now. Say to me, this is not where I'm from. Yes. No, this is not where you're from. I'm going to show you in a moment the entirety of your Christhood based on the evidence that will be provided to you by your acceptance of the previous fear of the enemy that you withheld from you. Let's read just for another moment a little more of this lesson 182, that you can depart this world at this instant. Listen. It is this child in you your father knows as his own son. It is this child who knows his father. He desires to go home so deeply, so unceasingly, his voice cries unto you to let him rest a while. He does not ask for more than just a few instances of respite, just an interval in which he can return to breathe again the holy air that fills his father's house. Listen, you are his home as well. He will return. But give him just a little time to be himself within the peace that is his home, resting in silence and in peace and in love. This child needs your protection. He's far from home. He is so little that he seems so easily shut out, his tiny voice so readily obscured, his call for help almost unheard amid the grating sounds and harsh and rasping noises of the world. Yet does he know that in you still abides his sure protection. You will fail him not today. He will go home, and you along with him. Are you listening? This child is your defenselessness, your strength. He trusts in you. He came because he knew you would not fail. He whispers of his home unceasingly to you, for he would bring you back with him that he himself might stay and not return again where he does not belong and where he lives an outcast in a world of alien thoughts. His patience has no limit. He will wait until you hear his gentle voice within you, calling you to let him go in peace along with you to where he is at home and you with him. Wow. What an exciting prospect that you've been willing to accept the idea that contained within you is this little child who's going to have to grow up. You look at him as a future reference. Okay, we're going to have to end this first 30-minute segment on the idea that you could be still just for a moment and let that Christ idea emerge within your mind. We're going to come back, and I hope that you'll be able to stay with us. We're in these 30-minute increments of time that are divided up for the sake of television or where you may be viewing this. We'll come back in just a moment and practice the idea of the shortening of time through the allowance for the growth of the individual Christ in you that knows perfectly well where he's from. Okay? You've shut him out because of your conceptual self. Okay? We might express this as you've been killing your own Christhood. You want to hear that from me? Your fear of his emergence in the entirety of who he would represent for you is your fear of God, isn't it? Because what he's offering you is heaven. And he's telling you that that heaven is available to you at this time and in this place. We're glad you joined us in the uncompromising declaration of your perfection that I am offering you in your own conceptual mind. My certainty that you're not from here, based on your certainty that you're not from here. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think and the mind which that Christ has come to know who he is. God bless us, everyone. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. Welcome. We're glad that you're with us now in the particulars of the necessity for the reassociation of your conceptual self and the mind training of this Course in Miracles that has shown millions of you now a way that you can escape from time. This is indeed A Course in Miracles. This is lesson 182 that says, I'm going to be still. An instant. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to release my defenses just for a second and let all of my ideas of hate and pain come back in and collapse on me. And in that moment, I might be very fearful, but I'm determined somewhere to find an alternative so that I can journey beyond the stars. So that I can go out beyond the parameters of light that have limited me to ideas of reflected correspondence with the energy of matter, and let me see the waves of energy that will show me my whole self and the emergence of my Christhood in the certainty that I will represent this species. Okay. In the vast reaches of space-time and beyond, through the admission that the power of my mind is what creative reality is. This lesson says that I will be still a moment and go home, because the Christ that is in me, the entire innocence of me, can be evident to me only at that moment of release. Let's take a look once again at this lesson 182 in the Course. Listen. When you are still an instant, when the world recedes from you, When valueless ideas cease to have value in your restless mind, then will you hear his voice. So poignantly he calls to you that you will not resist him longer. In that instant, he will take you to his home, and you will stay with him in perfect stillness, silent and at peace, beyond all words, untouched by fear and doubt, sublimely certain that you are at home. Rest with him frequently today, for he was willing to become a little child that you might learn of him how strong is he who comes without defenses, offering only love's message to those who think he is their enemy. He holds the might of heaven in his hand and calls them friend and gives his strength to them that they may see he would be friend to them. He asks that they protect him, for his home is far away and he will not return to it alone. Listen. Christ is reborn as but a little child each time a wanderer would leave his home, for he must learn that what he would protect is but this child who comes defenseless and who is protected by defenselessness. Go home with him from time to time today. You are as much an alien here as is he. I wanted to come back with you just for a moment. The beautiful reading that comes in this course from Outer Time is showing you how willing you have become to share with my mind the power of the Christhood that is inherent in us and that is waiting to be released as we lay down the defenses of our conceptual mortality. This is indeed a conversion of your mind within a direction of space-time that releases your necessity to hold on to your past associations, project them into the future, and live without a realization that the emergence of the Christ will be here and now. That's what's occurred in this lesson, isn't it? At this time and place, you have decided with me that that emergence will occur. It's a quantum moment in time that has always been available to you, but it is this time and place where you will discover it. Now, let's go back just for a moment and very quietly now, because many of you are having this experience, complete this lesson that it is this instant that we would use the Christ of our mind to return to heaven. Listen. Take time today to lay aside your shield, which profits nothing, and lay down the spear and sword you raised against an enemy without existence. Christ has called you friend and brother. He has even come to ask your help in letting him go home today, completed and completely. He has come as does a little child who must beseech his father for protection and for love. He rules the universe, and yet he asks unceasingly that you return with him and take illusions as your gods no more. You have not lost your innocence. It is for this you yearn. This is your heart's desire. This is the voice you hear, and this the call which cannot be denied. The Holy Child remains with you. His home is yours. Today he gives you his defenselessness, and you accept it in exchange for all the toys of battle that you have made. Listen, and now the way is open, and the journey has an end in sight at last. Be still an instant and go home with him, and be at peace just for a little while. Let's look together just for a moment at what this lesson has offered us. You might want to share with me the entirety of the miracle that you're actually watching this video. Human. Okay. Human with a separate identity from all the universe. Human with an individual fingerprint, with a very individual DNA occupying that body, retaining it specifically in the reference you have about yourself. Do you know, can you see what you're being offered by this mind? A mind that is contained within your mind? A mind that is offering you a recognition of yourself in the certainty of an instant in space-time that is available to you? That instant that is here and now when you could and did depart this continuum of time and enter into a new continuum of self-identity that gives you peace and happiness and certainty of who you are. The idea of the necessity for a birth of a Christ in you is an admission that in this mind training, you had to go back in time in order to go forward. Let me try to explain that to you just for a moment, okay? In reality, all of time is going on all the time. You have a conceptual idea of sequentiality that shows you a beginning at the birth of you in a body form and the end of you in the death of you. The certainty of the instant that I am offering you will be before you were born and after you're dead. That's the instant of now that you are beginning to recognize. This is the here and now that you have been searching for. And each time you allow yourself to go back in time to where the whole thing started and in fact ended, the Christ in you, the necessary evolution of your mind, can and will and did occur to the point where all of the assemblage in your old and future relationships will be brought together in an instant of joy and happiness when you will realize the entirety of who you are. Okay? Will you say that to me? I am whole and perfect as I was created. Say that to me. Go ahead. What do you have to lose? I'm looking at your conceptual association with yourself and your need to justify the occupation of that body, your need to search for remedies to the loneliness and sickness and pain that you feel is a part of your self-construction. You listen to me. It has no reality at all. So through the practice that you can see yourself as perfect will be the experience. Say to me, minds communicate. Yes. I am offering you the entirety of a communication contained within the power of our minds as directed by this single mind that is representing the emergence of us as a species, okay, to take our rightful place in eternity outside of this little frame of space-time. It's grown very rapidly in you. Many of you have been protecting this sacred place within your own body identity. You've been out in the world, but deep within you, through prayer, through dedication to serve, through the ideas that you can help the pain of your brother, you have experienced a giving that represents the entirety of your Christ mind. And that's what's happening here and now. And that's what's happening because you ask for it. You understand this with me right here and now. This is the time and place watching this video. seeing us together here now with all of the other aggregations of your mind out there, that you decided to leave this little hovel of dark form that previously represented your idea of body form. Look at me. It's not true. This lesson says you're not from here. This lesson says you know perfectly well that you're not from here. Many of you call that a spiritual search. Okay. My certainty that it's not outside of you has let you look within where you were what? Fearful to look. Because if you look within, you're going to have to experience that moment of devastation. Or just for a moment you thought that this idea of separation from reality was real. And now you see that it's not. Now you see that at this time and place, you will be departing this world. Say to me, there is no world. Yes, there is no world. This whole world was over a very long time ago. I'm in your mind reminding you that that is so. If you are back here now in time with me, it cannot not be a remembrance that this world is already over. When you came back into time, you had to allow for what? The karma, the emergence, the memory of your own Christhood to mature within the fabric of memory form association so that you could convert it by using the light of your mind to bring about a momentary reassociation of the chaos of the dark form. I'm not sure how clear that was to you, but I want you to see this. The power of your mind is light. Okay. When you become that light, you will shine away the dark form, and all of the resistance of your conceptual self will melt in the certainty of your Christhood. I'm offering you now my mind through our Savior Jesus. You remember this. When one mind knew the answer, all minds knew the answer. And that is the mind that I'm sharing with you now in this time and place, based on this course of shortening time in your own mind. Let that Christ emerge at this time and place, and you can discover who you really are. We're going to go back to the text just for a moment where so evidently is pointed out to you from this lesson that your conceptual self, in a reflection of the falsity of your dark form, is what's keeping you from seeing the Christ. And that you will see either one or the other. You will either see yourself as whole and perfect as you were created, or you'll see yourself as that human body suffering all of the pain of loss and loneliness that you thought you were. I'm within your mind telling you right now that's not true. This is a dream of death from which you will and did awaken. And I am offering you that awakening within your dream, here and now. Let's look together at, just for a moment, at chapter 31 in this Course in Miracles. Listen. Let's look at recognizing the spirit. You see the flesh, or you recognize the spirit. There is no compromise between the two. If one is real, the other must be false, for what is real denies its opposite. There is no choice in vision but this one. What you decide in this determines all you see and think is real and hold is true. On this one choice does all your world depend, for here have you established what you are as flesh or spirit in your own belief. Listen, if you choose flesh, you never will escape the body as your own reality, for you have chosen that you want it so. But choose the spirit, and all heaven bends to touch your eyes and bless your holy sight, that you may see the world of flesh no more, except to do what? To heal and comfort and bless. Listen, salvation is undoing. If you choose to see the body, you behold a world of separation, unrelated things and happenings that make no sense at all. This one appears and disappears in death. That one is doomed to suffering and loss. And no one is exactly as he was an instant previous, nor will he be the same as he is now an instant hence. Who could have trust where so much change is seen? For who is worthy if he be but dust? Salvation is undoing of all this, for constancy arises in the sight of those whose eyes salvation has released from looking at the cost of keeping guilt because they chose to let it go instead. Listen, the concept of yourself that now you hold would guarantee your function here remain forever unaccomplished and undone. And thus it dooms you to a bitter sense of deep depression and futility. Yet it need not be fixed unless you choose to hold it past the hope of change and keep it static and concealed within your mind. Give it instead to him who understands the changes that it needs to let it serve the function given you to bring you peace, that you may offer peace to have it as yours. Alternatives are in your mind to use, and you can see yourself another way. Would you not rather look upon yourself as needed for salvation of the world instead of as salvation's enemy? Listen, the concept of the self stands like a shield, a silent barricade before the truth, and hides it from your sight. All things you see are images because you look on them as through a barrier that dims your sight and warps your vision so that you behold nothing with clarity. The light is kept from everything you see. At most, you glimpse a shadow of what lies beyond. At least, you merely look on darkness and perceive the terrified imaginings that come from guilty thoughts and concepts born of fear. Listen. What you see is hell, for fear is hell. All that is given you is for release. The sight, the vision, and the inner guide all lead you out of hell with those you love beside you and the universe with them. Are you with me now for just a minute in this? These are the lessons of A Course in Miracles, and millions of individuals not evident within this conceptual frame are making this discovery about themselves within their own minds, much to their amazement, okay, in this miracle-mindedness, when they began to practice the idea that there was an alternative within their own conceptual self that could not be recognized in the doing of their ideas about themselves, in the retention of the need to justify their conceptual self, has been the emergence of a joy that transcends instantly the idea that you would be confined to this little dark form that you thought was life. Say to me, this is not life. Yes. Okay. This world is not what life is. Say that. Yes. Life is all around you in perfect trust and wholeness of who you must be within your own dream. Look at me. You have been in a nightmare of the idea that you have been separate from eternal love. All right? In a very real sense, your guilt has given you the idea of hell. This lesson does not hesitate, and I'm going to offer you that from the certainty of how you are identifying your own fear, that this is hell. You're the one that said that you were in hell or looking for heaven. I assure you that any conceptual ideas you have about yourself that are not perfect in your own ideas within your own mind would be what hell is. Look around this world for a moment and see if you really belong here. It's difficult for you to see in my certainty and the certainty that I'm offering you through the resurrection of our Savior that this is not where you belong. But it's going to have to include the fundamental idea that you're not guilty. Say to me, I'm not guilty. Yeah. I'm not concerned about what you think your sins are, but only that your self-conception, the idea of who you think you are, is what sin is. Can you see that with me? It's a momentary idea that you are separate from the entirety of what life is. A lot of questions can arise in your conceptual mind about who you are and how you got here and how did this happen? How did I get separate? And I'm not concerned about them. Can I tell you why? This cannot not be the time and place where the Christ in you that you had been nurturing within your search for the truth did not emerge. Now, listen, this has nothing to do with the species as identified within doctrinal associations, of whether you're a Christian or a Buddhist or a Hindu. Our offering that we took to the Peace Summit, the United Nations, was our certainty that each of us, the human race, carries that truth individually in our own mind. And every occupation of any religion that has ever been in a search for communication in a place, okay, where it cannot be found, has brought about an instant of an entirety of the inevitability of a whole new you that is now emerging. And this is the time and place where you did accept it. Listen, I'm not talking about the world. I'm not talking about who you think you are in that body form. I'm talking about here and now as the time and place that you have chosen for this to occur. Are you ready? We have come back in time together to remember the entirety of this occurrence. It is impossible that this has not already occurred. The direction that you now receive within your own mind is an indication that this is the time and place that you accepted it. Say to me, I have shortened time. Yes, you have shortened the intervals in which you had decided to come and hold on to old memory patterns that were somehow going to relieve you of the need to suffer pain and death. This is the time and place where you were relieved in your entirety from the necessity to suffer within your own mind. You have recognized that you were the cause of your own pain. You no longer blame your brother, but welcome him as a friend rather than an enemy into the certainty that when he was in pain, so were you. When he suffered, so did you. When he loves, so will you. We recognize in this instant together the entirety of our love for each other. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we are thinking. God is the love that we share now in this instant of mind communication as we declare, God bless us, everyone.